Turn with me to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Reading the first verse here, Psalm 118, verse 1. O give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. That's the Lord's help, looking into his word tonight. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given your word not only as a revelation of yourself, but as a vehicle by which you pierce our hearts and our consciences. We do pray that you would do that this night. We pray that that which is needful would be conveyed. We pray that you would encourage, convict as you have, as you see fit for each of us. We bless you for your word in Christ. I know what I want to say tonight. I don't know quite how to say it. What we have here in the verse that I just read is a commonplace verse. As a matter of fact, you could take this second half of this verse and trace, I think, word for word throughout the Psalms. It's an often repeated phrase, concept in the Psalms. And the preoccupation, one could say, with the psalmists in this notion that God's, here it's loving kindness, one could say mercy, one could say covenant mercy, that stooping to the sinner in covenant kindness, that in the New Testament we know as the New Covenant in Christ. And what the Psalms are full of is the notion that God, in his loving kindness, is steadfast, is unchanging, is, here we see it, endures forever in this mode. And we read that and we say, oh, okay, isn't that nice? Or I knew that, or something like that. And what I would like to attempt just to say tonight is that something like this, that presumption is the enemy of every spiritual blessing, whether for an unbeliever, for a new believer, a seasoned believer. Presumption is the enemy of every blessing. The notion that I can encapsulate God in a phrase like this, and therefore I know his behavior. I know how he will act in every circumstance, is presumption.
And I believe that we can tend to fall into that in all kinds of situations, that it is the bane of human response toward God, is to presume on His character, to presume on His actions. And there are as many reasons probably as there are people and circumstances why we do that. We do that because there are these seemingly stereotypical statements like this in the scriptures. And it's maybe a little bit easy to say, oh, I got that. Okay, next concept. Give me something a little more complex, a little more meaty. What we ought to be saying to ourselves instead is, why are these folks so caught up with this simple first grade concept? The answer, I believe, is clear, that they are not caught behind a screen of presumption. God is to them God the Almighty, God the one who has every prerogative at every moment with all of His creation. God, the totally righteous, in opposition to me, who is never righteous. So to say that God's loving kindness endures forever, instead of just saying ho-hum, because the statement endures forever says, well, it never changes. And so I say, well, it's an invariant. It's something that doesn't, if I look at it yesterday, today, tomorrow, you know, off into eternity, it doesn't change. Well, why should I ever look at it again? We're in Psalm 118, the first verse. If that's our notion, we have missed the concept here in the Psalms and indeed in all of the Scriptures. What this is saying and why it is not mere repetition to say, as it says here in this Psalm, let Israel now say that His loving kindness endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say. Let them that fear Jehovah now say. So it's said four times here in a row. You know, it's real easy to say, okay, got it. I really don't want to hear that phrase again right now. The reason it's repeated is the wonder of it. The reason it's repeated is when we get some notion of God's real character, this side of what is being said is not a given. When we read, for example, in Psalm 38, O Jehovah, rebuke me not in your wrath, neither chasten me in your hot displeasure. If God's character of loving kindness is an unchanging thing of the sort that you and I might tend to think it is, why would He not just invoke that here in Psalm 38 and Psalm 51 and every other place in which sin is being pressed into the conscience of a believer. It's because God, in His holiness and His prerogatives as the creator of all things, is not bound in any given setting to a prescribed behavior. That is our presumption. And may I say it, that is our downfall. When we presume that we know how God will respond to us, we have in fact stopped looking at God. We're merely presuming His responses. His responses themselves are not of interest to us anymore. Oh, I know what He'll do, what He'll say. I don't even need to find out. Certainly that was not the outlook of the psalmist in Psalm 38. He says, "Your arrows stick fast in me and your hand presses me sore." Oh, well, where's this loving kindness? The psalmist here, and it's David, was not presuming on God's loving kindness. He had to find it. When it's found, it's sweet, and its character is that it's as wide as forever. If it's merely presumed, do you actually have it? Do you actually have it? And so the rejoicing in the Scriptures that God's loving kindness endures forever. In other words, that His covenant, for us New Testament folks, we can say it, His covenant in Christ is as deep as the worst sin that we can commit. And yet, forgiveness is to be found. That is why the repetition and repetition and repetition to those who don't have the screen of presumption up, because it is forever fresh for those who don't have the screen of presumption up. When I sin, and God brings that to me, and it needs to be frequent, or I get dulled and calloused, and I grieve the Holy Spirit, and I find His forgiveness, the rejoicing that comes is like this. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for He is good. It's not a sham goodness. It's not an automatic goodness. It's not a vending machine goodness. Put your coin in and out comes some goodness. It's not. It's real. It's deep. It's rich. It's personal. It's personalized to my setting. personalized to my sin. It's personalized to my situation. And oh, when I'm found in situations in which, unfortunately, I have to go back to the same well for the same sin, His loving kindness endures forever. This loving kindness is broad, deep, and long. The believer, in his ongoing, call it rebellions, his many rebellions throughout the day, his failure of faith here, his hasty word there, his anger there, his unbelief over there, is met with the covenant mercy here. So mercy, this presumption then that says, oh, I know what God will do, says you don't know God. God is to be found in His mercy. And it results in the kind of thanksgiving that we find in this psalm.